to talk a little bit about this white ribbon campaign. So as you know, Canadians are we're all doing our part to help reduce the spread of the COVID-19 virus by staying home as much as possible, while our healthcare workers, our first responders, and our essential workers in all lines of work, they're rushing in to care for those that are sick and also to provide our communities with the essential services we need. Now, we've been seeing all over the social media pictures of people that are supporting our first responders and our essential workers, especially our healthcare workers. So I was rummaging through some social media the last couple of weeks and came across a group on Facebook, actually, that were promoting this campaign, this White Ribbon campaign. So basically what it is, it's a show of support and solidarity with our workers during the COVID-19 crisis, and where they encourage the public to display a white ribbon outside their home or in their window to let all the individuals know who are working to keep us safe and to keep some sense of normalcy in our daily lives, know that we have their back. And so, of course, we don't encourage people to go out and buy the supplies if they don't have white ribbons at home. You can visit any website where you can get a free downloadable printable web ribbon, and you can download it from the internet and print it out. Or you can actually use anything you have on hand. I've seen old tablecloths being used, even a house coat belt, a white garbage bag, tissue paper, styrofoam, cardboard, bristle board, and I've also seen painted ribbons in windows. So basically, the possibilities are endless. So in order to show support to our healthcare workers, our first responders, and essential workers, we're encouraging everyone to get involved in this campaign, to show united support for our healthcare workers and all those essential workers that are working out there during this pandemic. I'd love to say thank you to all the first responders, all the healthcare workers out there, and all our essential workers that are working day and night to provide us with all our essential needs and to try to keep us safe. Your work is so appreciated, and our thanks are never going to be enough, but we'd really like to show you through gestures and through, you know, visuals that we really do appreciate what you're doing. So if I can encourage as many people as I can out there to put out those ribbons on your trees or in your windows, anywhere that you can put them on a post somewhere to show solidarity within our community for those people that are working so hard for our benefit.